Good morning and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It's about 20 past 10. I'm over the park. It's a dry, quite warm actually. You know, not warm, it's sort of cold, but a warm kind of cold for the time of year, let's say. So I'm over the park. It's lovely and bright, although cloudy. Sounds like it's playtime at the school. I can hear all the little kiddies screaming and running about. I mean, I can't hear them running about from here. I could hear them screaming as they're running about. There are four, five, six magpies that I can see at the moment. No, seven, maybe more. And a smattering of seagulls. I'd say no more than 20. One of them on top of the goalpost, the rest just worm dancing their way through life. So anyway, I got up about 8 this morning, maybe a little bit before, and I've been very productive so far. I have the daytime off, I'm working at 6, so I've kind of got until about 5 o'clock to do what I want. So what have I done? It feels like I've done loads. I haven't stopped for the last couple of hours. Got up, got dressed, had a cup of coffee, went to Tesco to get some rice and some fabric conditioner and some Branston pickle. Small chunk, thank you very much for me. Went to get some crickets for the gecko. Well, prior to that, I put a load of washing on, and then when I came back, the washing was kind of done, so that washing is now drying, and now I'm doing a podcast. Need to have a shave and beard trim. I don't need to. That's a choice. I'm going to. Also, more seagulls just landed. So, yes, I woke up thinking, oh, I've got all these things to do. I've done most of them now. But I did do a little kind of bit of mental preparation. I thought, Dave, how do you want to experience these chores today? If you were going to be something, what would you imagine yourself being? And what I imagined myself being, you know, those big old trains you get in big countries like Australia, for example, that just seem to kind of chunter on relentlessly. I imagined myself as one of those. I don't know if I was actually the train. I hadn't thought that far. Or the driver. I think the driver of the train, rather than the train itself. It would be good to be a sentient being whilst doing my chores. So, bloody hell. Again, I had a title for the podcast and I've forgotten about it. I've forgotten what it was now. I'll have to listen back again. Anyway, so the reason for the activity is to clear the decks so I can have a few hours being creative, you know, during the afternoon. Well, some of the morning, I reckon, the way I'm going, I'm almost done with the things I wanted to do. It really is just record a podcast, shave and beard trim. Those two things are probably going to take me half an hour. Then I'll probably have some breakfast. I haven't had breakfast yet. And I'll probably have a late lunch because I'm working. And I'm going to try not to eat loads of chips because I've been eating too many chips, I think. Too many chips at work, chips everywhere. Lots of little bits of food to graze on. None of them particularly healthy, really. Not the stuff that's generally lying about. So, yes, the park is relatively quiet, as you probably expect at, you know, 20 past 10 on a Friday morning. People are still working, ready to finish up for the weekend. I've got a day off tomorrow. Meeting my son for breakfast and then going out in the afternoon. I don't know where yet. That's to be TBA, to be agreed. So, do you know what? In the spirit of getting on and doing stuff, I'm done. Namaste. It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly do. Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket. They're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone, and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.